Dreamscape Lore presents The Escher Man, written by T.R. Napper, read for you by Nick Atkinson. To Katsuo Ishiguro, a realist of a larger reality, and to my son, Robert, this is the third book I've dedicated to you. But I love you, and I'm not going to stop. Even when you become a teenager and find the whole thing embarrassing. Especially then. A Note on Foreign Language Usage. By English language convention, character names do not use diacritics or tone markings, nor do country names. However, all other foreign words use diacritics or tone markings where appropriate, except where a non-native speaker is using them, because the speaker is not using tones. This may sound a little complicated, but I swear you won't even notice. Part 1. The Memory Hole. The palest ink is better than the best memory. Chinese proverb. 1. People would try to do one of three things when I was about to kill them. Bribe me, beg me, or pretend they didn't know me. A bribe could be any number of things, but it was usually money. The rational proposal that their counteroffer was of greater value than what I'd been paid for the hit. Begging was usually an emotional reference to family. I've got three kids to feed. I love my wife. That sort of inconsequential bullshit. Chances were, if it got to the point where I was paying them a visit, they hadn't made family the most important thing in their life. The last was ignorance, feigned. I don't know you. I've never seen you before. Like it's all a simple case of mistaken identity. I never understood that one. Bribe me, beg me, but don't bullshit me. The guy looking up at me was trying to do just that. Fred the Rake Bartlett. Westerner, former United States, business suit, crumpled now with blood on the dark grey lapel. He had a full head of brown hair that probably wasn't natural, and he was smaller than you'd think, given his occupation. The product in his hair held it neatly in place, even after the beating I'd given him. His apartment was far more...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?